Cyclone Nation. You are now tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast, presented by Mr. B Clothing. And now, here's your host, Chris Williams.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's NCAA tournament time, March Madness in the air. My name is Chris Williams, joined here on a little special edition NCAA tournament podcast presented by Country Landscapes. Adam Gray joins me. What's up, man?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
No Bloom today.
I know. You
okay with that?
I'm okay with it. I don't think the Twitter followers are okay with it. But
they're going to be a little bit upset that you're here.
They will. But you know what? You just had Bloom on Monday night for the radio show. So they got at least listen to a little bit of Bloom.
I'm just kidding. We actually were down in Kansas City, and Adam Gray is taking the Cyclone World by stage. People wanted to know where you were at. They were excited to meet you.
I don't believe any of this.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Girls, like, 25, 30-year-old girls?
No, college-age.
College-age girls? Yeah,
you're okay. A real hit with the college-age girls crowd.
You know what? Our demographics on Cyclone Fanatic have really gone up when I started doing the podcast.
Yeah.
For a lot more females.
Yeah, I mean, and we're attracting good female advertisers, like Maurice's. Maurice's really wanting to get on board.
Yeah. Forever 21? Is that a girl's?
Isn't it Rue 21?
I have no idea. Forever.
Maybe there's a Forever 21 as well.
There might be.
Well, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're posting this on Wednesday. We recorded it on Tuesday. If you're listening to this, I'm probably in the air right now, heading to San Antonio for Iowa State's second and hopefully third round NCAA tournament. Again, all of our coverage is brought to you by Country Landscapes. Now, Adam, Country Landscapes, now they're based in Ames.
Yes.
They're based in Ames, but they rock it out all over central Iowa.
Yeah, they have a location over in eastern Iowa, right around Coralville, Iowa City. They're up by Clear Lake. Anywhere in the state of Iowa, they'll do work. So it's about this time of year, Chris, where you got to get outside. You want to make the outside of your house look good. Country Landscapes can help you out with that. Give them a call.
I need that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I have a decent landscaping, I think, but it's not nice.
It's not what they can do for
me. No, you. I need more.
You do need more.
I need more.
Yeah, I got some stuff I got to do out in the backyard by my fence. I might have to be giving them a call here shortly, see what they can draw out for me.
All right. Well, we would appreciate if you appreciated them and their sponsorship. So click on their banner at countrylandscapes.com and all of our NCAA tournament coverage as we are going to really be hammering this thing throughout the next, hopefully, few weeks. Hopefully, we'll be
in
New York.
Three more weeks, yeah.
Hopefully, we'll be in New York. Scares me, though. That went with me at the Pinstripe Bowl. I'm a small town boy.
Yeah, but you did find a bar that sold Busch Light.
Yeah, no, we did. But I'm not worried about that. It's like Subways, and it's just not it's not my thing.
No, I get that.
They scare me.
And, the taxi drivers aren't the nicest.
No, they yell at you.
Yep.
San Antonio, I'm fine. I feel like Texas, those are my people.
You got those cowboy boots?
Yeah.
You'll be rocking
I'm wearing my boots.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Damn right I am.
Are you going to wear them to the games, too?
I might, yeah. I wore them to games in Ames, though.
So that's nothing different. Yeah,
no, but Texas, I'm right in my element.
Yeah.
I always told my wife if we ever have to move, Texas would be one of the few states I would actually move to. I would move to Florida because I like the ocean and I like warm air.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah.
So two out of the three locations are perfect for you.
Yeah. The New York thing, my anxiety will be going through the roof if I've got to go there.
And we're going there, Chris.
All right, well, when Iowa State goes there.
Yeah.
But anyways, what we're going to do on the podcast today, there's so much about Iowa State right now that you can consume. You're going to be on a clone binge here over the next few days. Media stuff all happens on Thursday as far as the practice goes, the shoot around. San Antonio is going to be cool, Adam, because Creighton's there.
Yeah.
Greg McDermott. There's a lot of Iowa boys on that team in addition to Doug McDermott.
Yep.
Nebraska's there. Of course, they're playing Baylor. There's a lot of, I think, local interest in the San Antonio site. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to try and get Greg McDermott and talk a little bit with him about, his life post-Iowa State and what he thinks about Freddie Hoiberg and and what the clones have done. But I think it's cool. I'm excited for that. It's a lot more exciting than last year. The Dayton draw, there wasn't as much local interest. But then you've got Marcus Page in North Carolina there.
Yep.
There are a lot of cool storylines heading into San Antonio.
There really are. That McDermott piece would be a really interesting piece to read, because I think at this point now, I think both parties are really happy with how everything turned out.
If you're still hung up on the McDermott thing, you need to turn the page.
Just get over it, yeah. Because it really has. It's worked out great for Iowa State, as we see right now, and it's worked out great for Creighton. So I think everyone should be happy, and I think everyone should be interested to see what Greg has to say about his time at Iowa State and what he thinks of Fred.
So here's what we're going to do today on the podcast. I have not filled out my bracket yet. This is generally how it goes for me. I'm usually a last-minute bracket guy where – because I'm always immersed with Iowa State stuff. And then I haven't even looked at some of these matchups, to be honest with you.
Okay, I broke them down.
I'm going to fill out my bracket, and you're going to critique my picks.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because and you and I mean, we view the world like completely differently in a lot of different ways.
We do.
So this could be an interesting podcast, and it could completely blow up in our face and be a real snoozer. But I think it'll be
fun.
Yeah, it'll be
a good time. I look forward to making fun of your picks.
Oh, that's good. And again, you can binge on Iowa State. We're gonna have more Iowa State coverage than you know what to do with from San Antonio. But there's a little something different.
Yeah.
And also, if you want Iowa State too, go to our Cyclone Fanatic Radio page. Just go to the top of the page. It's the gold tabs up at the top. Click on CF Radio. And then you can find our podcast from earlier in the week if you want all Iowa State stuff from our radio show, our NCAA tournament preview show, Wilson Toyota of Ames, and we were benchwarmers. Tron Smith, Brent Bloom, and me, we interviewed Matt Abdel-Massey, talked about the Kansas City trip, previewed North Carolina Central. Billy Finley stopped in to talk about the Iowa State women's basketball draw as well. And you'll also notice that as somebody on Twitter posted, I sounded like a young child going through puberty.
Did they say that?
Yeah, some guy
told
me.
That's awesome.
But, dude, my voice. I'm finally getting it back.
I heard it.
My God.
He was right. You did sound like
that. I was cracking and it was all over the place. But feel better now. I'm starting to feel better.
My voice is still shot. Every now and then it kind of goes
Mine's from general illness.
Is it?
Like, y'all were going nuts and
screaming and drinking. And
yeah. No, mine is just from being run down and just flat out tired. But I'm getting back.
Yeah.
I'm fighting back. Did a little hot toddy last night, Jack Daniels.
Get a little vitamin C in you.
Yeah, I've been doing that too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got this new multivitamin. People don't care.
No, they don't care.
No, they don't give a crap.
It's like when you talk about Bachelor.
No, I got a good new multivitamin, though, I really like.
Huh.
It's changed my life. I feel different.
You should have stuck with Nobody Cares.
You
should have just stuck with that.
You dump it in water, you stir it up, and you chug it. Okay.
Let's talk basketball.
All right, here's my bracket. I like Florida over Alabama A&M.
Yep.
Or whoever the heck they're going to play.
Doesn't matter.
So you've got Colorado, Pittsburgh.
I think I know where you're going on this one.
The Fighting Tad Boyles.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're going to go with Pittsburgh?
Yeah, and Pittsburgh actually, traditionally, they're pretty bad.
They're terrible in the 8-9 game.
They're horrible.
They've lost like their last four in the 8-9 game.
Yeah, but this time, Colorado, they're one of their
best
players.
They're not playing well.
Yeah,
they're losing their best player.
Yeah, just Pittsburgh's more physical.
It's Tad Boyle.
He's a great coach. I just don't think
he's a phenomenal coach.
Jamie Dixon's no slouch either, though.
At the Hoiberg house the other night.
Yeah.
So this is like the second game to come out, right?
Yeah.
And all the Iowa State folks are around, and I made sure that Jamie Pollard heard me. Just in case, Fred leaves. You know who I'm banging to get this Iowa State's next coach.
Did you say who you're banging to get this coach? Did you? Wait, that's...
I'm banging the drum.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand. This is a family podcast, Adam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All your sexual innuendos.
There's no sexual innuendo. Yeah. You flat out said.
Poor choice of words. But I made sure that Pollard heard me banging the drum of Tad Boyle.
Yeah.
In his greatness.
And did he reply?
No, he didn't. He didn't pay attention to me.
I'm glad.
I was very boisterous about it. Trying to make sure Pollard knew. Whose clubhouse I was in, if Freddie would ever leave. Tad Boyle's my guy.
See, I'm banging the drum of give Fred Hoiberg like three times more money and keep him here for life.
No, the day after Iowa State loses this year, they need to double his salary.
What about the day after we cut down the nets in Dallas?
That's wherever or when. The day after the season, they need to double his salary.
Absolutely.
That.
Can you give him a lifetime contract like you've given Finley?
It's different. It's hard because it's a revenue sport.
Yeah.
with women's basketball, it's
I agree with you.
I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but if women's basketball is average, it doesn't really affect the bottom line.
Yep.
If men's basketball is average, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
From a revenue standpoint. So a lifetime hard contract would be hard for me.
I completely agree. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I was seeing your take.
All right. So I like Colorado, the Fighting Tab Boils.
I'll take Pitt.
VCU Stephen F. Austin is actually an intriguing 5-12.
Everybody's taking Stephen F. Austin that I see.
Yeah.
They like it.
You know what, though? I'm not going to, because I've been the guy in the past who's tried to pick like against Butler.
Yep.
You know those teams?
It just doesn't work, does it?
No. Shaka gets them to the third round. So I've gone chalk in the first three games. Steve Alford.
No. He gets him to the second round. We're not doing this whole.
No, we are. You got to go by the book, Adam.
Jeez, that's annoying.
Stephen F. Austin, or excuse me, UCLA Tulsa. This is another trendy upset pick.
Well, I'll tell you right now. UCLA. Wait, you pick and then I rip on your picks, right? So you go first. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Do I reserve the right to, after I do this bracket, if I want to go back and research a game or two? I think that's fair.
That is fair. But what how are you going to let the fanatics know that you changed your pick?
I'll chronicle it in the forum.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I
swear I have not done hardly any research on this. This is all just top of my head crap. Boy, this seems like a perfect Steve Alford flameout game, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Danny Manning. Yeah. I'm going to take Tulsa in the 13-4 upset right there.
And let's be honest, I'm guessing you're a lot like me and you know absolutely nothing about Tulsa.
No, I don't.
Other than their coach is Danny Manning.
I know that Danny Manning's their coach. They're hot right now, and I know that Steve Alford flames out traditionally in the NCAA tournament.
I know. It's weird because UCLA, they pose a lot of matchup problems. Kind of almost similar to Iowa State does with some of their players, Anderson. You'd like to look at them and say they're a lock to get to the Sweet 16 with that draw. I know Steve Alford very well. I'm going to take Tulsa, too.
All right. I like Dayton over Ohio State in the next game in the 11-6. That would be like Northern Iowa playing Iowa State or Iowa in the opening round of the tournament.
Oh, so you would take Northern Iowa to beat Iowa State?
No, I'm not. I'm just – all I know is I watched Ohio State the other day.
Yeah?
Dayton's playing pretty well right now. Ohio State, to me, seems like a team that's going in the opposite direction.
Ohio State's played some pretty good basketball lately. I'll take Ohio State. I think they defend, and they're not a great scoring team, but I think they score enough to maybe they win that game by 6-8 points.
Yeah, Big Ten's overrated.
No arguments here.
Going to go with Dayton. I like Syracuse over Western Michigan. That game will probably be a little bit closer than what a lot of people think. Western Michigan, I don't know a ton about them, but they I think they run and gun and could be a bit of an issue for Syracuse. I like New Mexico over Stanford.
Correct. Me too.
I like Kansas over Eastern Kentucky. So there you go. I have my South bracket filled out. Let's move on down to the East, Adam Gray. Or should we do the East last since it's Iowa State? Should we make people sweat it out?
Are we going to go through all the way to the Final Four in the South, or are we going to come back?
No, we're gonna come back and do the round of 32 next.
Okay, so let's go to the West.
All right, we're going to go to the West. And keep in mind, I'm filling this out on our Cyclone Fanatic page at Yahoo, so you can join us and you can go head-to-head with us. This is my bracket for that. You got a link posted in the forums, right?
I do.
All right. It's tagged up at the top.
It is stuck up on the top of the basketball forum.
So go to men's basketball and look up at the top. I like Arizona over Weber State. Oklahoma State Gonzaga, one of the more intriguing first round matchups, I think. I'm going with Marcus Smart and Oklahoma State. They're playing well. That game, I watched a lot of it in person against Kansas the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, they were right there.
Yeah.
With Kansas, and it really didn't change my opinion about Oklahoma State at all.
No, they got stuck taking some bad shots in that overtime.
Smart shot him out of the game.
Yeah, he really did. But there for the second half, they were playing about as good as I've seen them play all year. So if they keep that going, I mean, Arizona's got to be looking at that second round matchup and saying, please, Gonzaga, win that first round.
That's a terrible draw for Arizona.
For
any one seed to get Oklahoma State in the second round.
Talent-wise, I know they don't have a big, but their guards are as good as anyone in the country.
Yeah. No, so give me the Cowboys there. Oklahoma, North Dakota State. This is what's becoming, I think, another trendy 12-5 upset pick.
Yep.
You really think I'm picking against Lon Kruger in the second round of the NCAA tournament?
So if you were banging anyone's drum, would it be Lon Kruger or would it be Tad Boyle?
No, because Lon Kruger is not apply. He wouldn't come to Iowa State.
Okay, I'm saying, who do you like more as a coach? Because both of those guys, you get a little too excited, a little overheated.
Tad Boyle.
Tad Boyle.
Yeah, I like Tad.
Yeah, how's his resume compared to Lon Kruger's?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But I know that he's I like winning at making Colorado relevant like he's done.
Yeah.
That's hard.
He's a heck of a coach.
Dude, do you remember when Iowa State used to go out to Colorado? What those atmospheres used to be like?
It'd be like 2,000 or 3,000 people there.
People actually care now.
Yeah.
That's really hard to do.
Yep.
I mean, and I like the thing I like about Lon is he doesn't have the Final Four appearances and the national titles, but he wins at programs that aren't traditional monsters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He takes a solid program and everywhere he goes makes it better.
Yep.
No matter what the scenario, makes it better. And they're in the NCAA tournament a year or two after he gets there. And again, I don't think who do I like more? Probably Tad Boyle.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Fair analysis.
That's fair. I just want to know whose drum you'd bang more.
There's no way I pick against Lon Kruger right there.
That will be a great game, though.
San Diego State over New Mexico State.
Yes. New Mexico State, are they the team that's got that 7'5", 350-pound just behemoth of a man?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. Baylor, Nebraska.
What a game.
Nebraska ball. See, this is where I get excited. I really am excited about San Antonio for this purpose.
Yeah.
They're really good matchups down there, I believe. I'm taking Baylor to win this game.
As am I.
I think Nebraska is a good story, but I think it ends abruptly in the NCAA tournament.
They've never won an NCAA tournament game, have they?
Well, this is different, though. I will say this. I think I'm pretty well-versed in the culture of the Husker Nation.
Yep, your second favorite team, yeah.
Where I grew up and who I grew up with. Listen, because when you grow up where I did, dude, you get the Omaha World Herald. You don't get the Des Moines Register.
Yeah.
You get Omaha TV. Back in the day, you used to get Channel 8, but they don't really cover anything in Southwest Iowa like the Des Moines stations do. So I grew up watching Omaha TV. As much as I would pray to see Creighton and Nebraska play in the second round, Adam, do you know what that would be like for a Nebraska fan? Because this is what they do.
They cheer for Creighton.
Yeah. Traditionally, when football ends, these people, not all of them, but I would say the majority of the fan base, just drops Nebraska and starts wearing blue. They don't know. I remember I was at a wedding like 2-3 years ago. It was right after Greg took the job at Creighton.
Yeah.
Probably 3 years ago. And I'm at a wedding, and these obnoxious Nebraska fans are, you know, just being obnoxious after we're at the reception or whatever. They're drunk. I think I was sober. I'm sure I was like 3-4 Busch Lights deep, but I was, you know, coherent.
Yeah.
And these people are going off about Husker football or Creighton basketball. I don't even know what it was. So I just asked them because I was trying to prove a point to a friend of mine. And, you know, these are diehard Skurs, okay?
Yep.
And I said, name two players on your basketball team. Couldn't do it.
Tyrone Lue.
Couldn't name two players on the team, Adam. The chick actually goes, but I can name Creighton's entire starting lineup. you just proved my point. Thank you very much. Give me the Bears. But, again, I'm rooting against the Big 12 here.
You really want Nebraska to win that game?
Yeah, I want Nebraska and Creighton to play because it will be epic.
Wow.
I would much rather take the drama of that in going to message boards and just laughing all the way to the bank. I would much rather do that than see Baylor, a team I really like, move on.
I'd like to see Baylor zone against Dougie McBuckets.
Yeah, don't you think, and we'll just move on there because I think Creighton will advance.
Yep.
I think there's an aspect of Creighton where you can compare them to Iowa State from the standpoint of George Niang and what George has been able to do with Baylor's zone. And we all love George Niang, but Doug McDermott's better than George at this point in his career. That to me becomes interesting matchup wise for Baylor.
Here's my question. You watch Creighton a lot more than I have this year.
I don't miss a Creighton game
Do they get Doug the ball at the top of the key and let him penetrate and ISO as much as Iowa State does at George Niang?
If I'm Greg, I watch exactly what Hoiberg has done.
Yeah.
That's my point on why that's such an intriguing matchup.
I'll tell you what, though. That Baylor zone looked really good against Iowa State. We couldn't get anything. I mean, how do you want to attack a zone? You always want to get in the middle of that zone right around the free throw line.
And that's why George is so key. And that's why when, you know, Iowa State's down.
They wouldn't let us get it there, though, for a lot of that game.
No, but they did eventually.
Yeah.
And that's why when George fouled out or was in foul trouble so early down in Waco, Iowa State simply had no answer other than bombing threes, which they happened to make. But if Iowa State shoots like it normally does that night, they probably lose by 20.
Yep. That was a bad game.
It was.
That was a bad game.
It was. All right. So I like Baylor and Creighton meet up there in the round of 32. Oregon BYU. So we've got former Cyclones. Well, they were never former Cyclones, but former Cyclone commitments. Elgin Cook.
Oh, yeah.
And Richard Amarty.
Yep.
Going up against BYU, a team who a lot of people didn't think should be in the field. I didn't really have a problem with it. Sure, there's always some arguments. I watched Oregon play early in the year, like really early in the year. I've not seen them play recently. I watched TJ and Washington play them once. And same goes with BYU. I don't have much. This is a game that I might go back and change. Give me BYU just because of the familiarity factor.
I think BYU lost their second best player, Collinsworth. He's out, knee problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so give me Oregon. In that
I
game.
Want Oregon. Can I change my pick?
You can change it.
I did not know that. It's good knowledge.
I'm pretty sure they did.
And this is where I need to do some research.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just start throwing this stuff out here, Chris.
That's kind of the point of the podcast, though, because I'm mentally going through my picks for the people. Country Landscapes, countrylandscapes.com. Just dropping the sponsor.
That's good.
You're supposed to chime in and help me.
It wasn't very smooth.
That's the whole point.
You're usually a lot better at that.
Man, I can't wait to get up to Golf USA after the year, though.
Yeah.
After the season's
over. Are you getting re-gripped, or what do you got going on
there? I don't know. I'm trying to debate if I need some new irons or not.
Yeah.
Bloom tells me I need to wait a year.
In what?
Because you remember I was just getting my stroke back at the end of last year where I was really hitting the ball?
Yeah.
He goes, I need another summer to really hit the ball well, and then I need to move clubs.
I don't know if I agree with that logic or not.
But Bloom's better than you at golf.
Okay. Well, you know.
I like golfing with you. You usually can help me with my swing a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
That hurts. Bloom and I.
No, Bloom's the one who took the shot at you, not me.
When did he take a shot at me?
That was about 2 weeks ago. He goes, who are you going to listen to, me or Gray? Look at our scores.
I think I've golfed with him like once. And yeah, he beat me. Okay. It's on, Bloom. It's on.
All right. Wisconsin over American. Tricky game, though. Tricky game. The Badgers could lose that.
Well, here's the thing with Wisconsin.
That could be your 215 right there.
They are the kind of team that they play that if they're outclassed, they can stay in a game with their defense and shooting.
Yeah.
But
they also let you hang around. Yeah.
I think this is the best offensive team, though, that Bo Ryan's ever had. I like him to win this game by 15-20.
All right. Let's move on to the Midwest. I like Wichita State.
Yep.
Kentucky, Kansas State. That's interesting. I really don't know. What's the line on that? Have you seen a line?
I haven't
seen a
line.
Point spread?
Nope.
Because this is one of those ones, and I'm sure a lot of Iowa State fans who are filling out their bracket as well. You just saw Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
They're very fresh on your mind. But I can't get out of my mind. They're just different away from the Octagon.
Yes, they are.
They're not that talented of a team
either.
And that's what Kentucky is. I mean, it's pure talent.
I think Kentucky just absolutely runs through Kansas State. I really do. Kansas State plays great defense. I don't think they'll be able to score on Kentucky's length. I think Marcus Foster's a great player, but instead of putting, you know, Monte Morris or Naz Long chasing him off the screens, you know, you got guys that are 6'5", 6'6", a little bit more athletic. I think he's really going to struggle for a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to struggle to score 60 points. I really do. I think Kentucky wins this by 15.
I think Kentucky's a 5-point favorite.
5-point favorite. I take him to cover that.
Yeah, Kentucky's a 5-point favorite.
They're
Let's go back.
Good.
Just a few of those lines, the games we've already talked about. Baylor 3.5 over Nebraska. That seems low to me. I would think Baylor would be at least a 5-point favorite.
Nebraska's playing good ball, though.
Yeah, I know, but I also watched him just tank the other day against Ohio State. All right, we'll go back to point spreads here in a little bit. Right now, if you're listening to Iowa State, it's a 9-point favorite over NC Central. All right, St. Louis or NC State and Xavier. Boy, talk about it. I don't know anything about any of those teams. I don't think Xavier advances. I think NC State beats St. I'm going to go with NC State.
Okay.
Over St. Louis in my 5-12.
Yeah.
Bobby Lutz, that's my boy.
They got a lot of, they got some talent. That Warren kid can score.
Team notably, the NC Central defeated by 10 earlier in the year.
Yeah. That's a different team, though. NC State's a different team this last
month or so. I like NC State. Yep. I don't know much about St. Louis, so I'm picking blind a little bit right there. This is one of those games I reserve the right to go back and change, Fanatic. But, yeah, I'm going NC State to the round of 32.
You know what?
I don't like Xavier. I watched Xavier play Iowa early in the year. Talk about just a trash offensive team. Just garbage.
I didn't watch that game.
The good physical defensive team. Yeah. That was out in the Bahamas when they played the Hawks.
Yep. And they were beating the Hawks by, what, 15? 20,
yeah, the Hawks made a great comeback.
More in overtime.
Yeah. No, I think, and I watched them play Creighton, too, and they beat Creighton the game I watched. But yeah. It was kind of an anomaly of a basketball game. So give me NC State.
I think this is just kind of a flip a coin game. St. Louis early in the year looked great. They've kind of struggled down the stretch. I think they're physical and tough enough that they can beat either of those teams. So I'll take St. Louis, but I don't feel great about it.
All right. I like Louisville over Manhattan. I like Tennessee to beat Iowa.
Hey, can I see an upset special in that Manhattan-Louisville game? Everyone is jumping on that Louisville bandwagon. I mean, this big time.
This could be a, yeah.
I'm looking at Manhattan's not a bad squad. I mean, I'm going to pick Louisville, but that's one that would not surprise me at all. Louisville hasn't played anybody this year, and everyone now is talking about them as a national championship team. I'd like to see them actually play somebody. And their draw, in my opinion, they got a phenomenal draw. I mean, St. Louis in the second round. Wichita State. I mean, Wichita State, I know they're undefeated, but they've got to be the weakest number one seed, don't they?
No, I disagree with that. We'll debate that here later on, though.
Okay.
When we get into that that era. Let's knock our second round games out first. I like Tennessee over Iowa in the play-in game. And then I actually like Tennessee over Massachusetts.
I'm going to agree with both.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
The only thing I say for Iowa on that game is Tennessee is not a great three-point shooting team, and that's where Iowa's been really poor, is defending the three. So maybe that matchup is a little better for Iowa, but they
it doesn't matter.
They lost to Northwestern.
Yeah, unless Fran can really do a masterful coaching job, I don't see it.
I mean, that team is done.
Duke over Mercer.
Yep.
Arizona State over Texas. Texas is the most overrated team in the field, in my opinion.
They got length. They got size.
Yeah.
Give me Texas.
All right. Michigan over Wofford.
Michigan, yep.
So I went pretty basic so far.
You did. The only one you took was Tennessee.
Yeah, and again, I may change this. No, I took Tulsa.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just in the Midwest bracket. Yeah.
Mine's been a pretty boring bracket so far. All right, Virginia is the one seed advances. I like George Washington over Memphis.
As do I.
Harvard, Cincinnati. That's intriguing. Can you give me a second to look up the point spread on that?
Go ahead.
Harvard and Cincinnati. Boy, talk about contrasting styles right there.
So you
3 points is all that Cincy's favored.
I know a lot of people are picking Harvard. A lot.
I'm picking Harvard.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised you're looking at point spreads and not KenPom. I mean, wouldn't KenPom be more, you know?
Jeez. Don't get me going on that.
So you're taking Harvard.
I'm taking Harvard in the 5-12.
I think Sean Kilpatrick's too good, too talented for them to lose in the first round. Give me Cincy.
All right. Michigan State will advance.
Yes, they will.
Over Delaware, the Blue Hens.
UNC-Providence.
Providence, North Carolina, potentially Iowa State's third round opponent.
Second round for me.
Let me look at point spreads here.
I'm going to guess on this before. I'm going to say UNC by 5.5.
5.5 seems a little steep to me.
Okay.
I would say like 3.
Perception's everything.
Well, I know. And when you're talking about Vegas, you're exactly right. But I also think that they like to make that money. Wow. Oklahoma is only 3.5-point favorite over North Dakota State. Look at that one.
Wow. Okay.
These point spreads are interesting to me. Looking at some other interesting ones. Memphis is actually a 3-point favorite over George Washington.
Still like George Washington.
I still think you're right there where that's a perception type deal.
Yep.
Kentucky 5 over Kansas State. All right. We were both right. North Carolina is a 4-point favorite.
Somewhere in the middle.
Over Providence. Providence, a hot team.
They are. But
what does KenPom have them ranked?
I don't care. Don't care what KenPom has them ranked. Here's the thing.
KenPom.com, the Iowa Hawkeyes are the sixth-ranked team in America going into the NCAA. No, I'm kidding, but it wouldn't shock me. I don't know on this one. So I'll go with the chalk. I'll go with Vegas because Vegas is smart.
Yep, I'll take UNC as well. I think. I don't think Roy Williams is a great coach by any means. A guy that's won championships.
Yeah, I like Marcus Page. He's a solid point guard.
He's a guy that's
smart kid.
They rebound very well, and that's something that can translate into the NCAA tournament. Yeah. A team that can rebound. Even if your shots are off, you can get some garbage buckets. So I'll take North Carolina.
All right, give me the Clones over NC Central. Shocking. Connecticut St. Joe, I think, is one of those coin toss games. I'm going to look up the line on that.
I'm going to guess UConn by 2 on that one.
Everybody's saying that this is Phil Martelli's best team in a while.
Well, I'm picking St. Joe's.
Okay, UConn is a 4.5-point favorite.
Wow.
I'm going to go UConn.
I'll take St. Joe's.
Okay. And Villanova over
Villanova as well.
Milwaukee. All right, let's go back up to the South for the round of 32.
Yep.
I tweeted after the game fairly facetiously that Colorado would defeat Florida in the round of 32.
Are you changing your pick on this one?
Yeah, I'm going Florida.
No faith in Tad Boyle.
No, I mean, Tad got them there.
Yeah.
Their best player was out, you know.
Yep. Just not banging his drum anymore.
Huh? Nope.
Yep.
Tulsa and VCU. VCU, I guess.
Yeah, VCU. Yep. You know what? And I'm probably wrong on that. UCLA should go to the Sweet 16, and that should be in the keyword, but we've seen that before.
Syracuse over Dayton for me.
I got Syracuse over Ohio State.
Okay. Kansas and New Mexico. Now, this is interesting. They played earlier in the year.
What was the final?
Kansas won by 17.
Where was that? Fog?
I believe that's something I should probably look up.
But, of course, they had Embiid, and they won't have Embiid this time.
Yeah, well, this is how I'm looking at this.
Okay.
Kansas just beat Oklahoma State without Embiid. And I know matchups mean everything. I understand that. Let's just take this to a very surface level on a neutral floor.
Okay.
They went toe-to-toe with a good Iowa State team. Iowa State won by 11, but that was a competitive basketball game.
Yeah.
I feel like Iowa State and Oklahoma State are both better
than New Mexico.
The matchup of New Mexico is what makes this interesting. It's a big team.
They can defend. Yep.
That's where Embiid really not having him is a major issue for Kansas. That game was at Fog Allen. It was, well, wait a second. No, it was a neutral.
Neutral, they won by 17?
Kansas won by 17, 80-63. I'm taking Kansas because with Embiid, I think they're the best team in the country.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. With Embiid, they are the toughest out. I know he's not going to be playing in that game, but
I feel like Bill Self has something up his sleeve. I don't know why.
That's what I keep coming back to.
Why do they keep him at the 2 seed? You know?
Because they're Kansas.
Well, that too, Adam, but they do a lot of research. They do a lot of talking and, you know, because schools are told not to deceive the selection committee. They kept him there.
Yeah.
I feel like.
You think Embiid's going to play?
I don't know.
Huh. I would not surprise me if Embiid's out for the year.
I'm planning on him playing.
Really?
When okay. I fill out my bracket.
I hope so. I hope the young man plays. I'm a Big 12 guy. So when Big 12 teams are playing NCAA tournament, I cheer for them every time. I hope Kansas goes to the Final Four and loses to Iowa State. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I hope for. So I hope Embiid plays.
Boy, how sweet would that be?
Oh, that'd be awesome. God, that'd be great. I'll tell you what, though. I like Kansas in this game. I think they're attacking more. I think Wiggins has got this killer instinct in him that he didn't have for the first 25 games.
Comes back to Wiggins for me.
Yeah. There's no one in college basketball that's got that guy's skill set and his ability to just be at a different level from everyone else. And he just is. He's at a complete other level from anyone else on the court. And I go back, Bill Self versus Noodles, Craig Neal, first-year coach in New Mexico. Give me Bill Self all day. He'll coach circles around him.
That solid analysis right there. We're both taking Kansas to the Sweet 16.
Yes.
Virginia, George Washington is a little bit tricky, I think, for the Cavaliers, but they'll get it done. I love Tony Bennett. Love Tony Bennett.
Me and you too. I got a huge man crush on him.
The slowdown play is a little less to be desired, but he's a great coach.
They defend. They're efficient. They're one of those teams that they play slow, but they're still fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Michigan State over Harvard for me in the round of 32.
I got him over Cincinnati.
I like Iowa State over North Carolina.
You know, I do too.
The Clones really get up for big name teams.
They do.
I mean, UConn, you got Notre Dame last year. They always play well against Kansas. When Texas comes to town, they beat up on them. I like it. I like Iowa State there.
I like Iowa State. I think they can score a lot on North Carolina. I mean, I think they can score 85-90 on North Carolina. What I worry about is Iowa State getting a little foul trouble with those bigs.
Yeah.
And then the rebounding aspect of it. But I'll still take Iowa State. And I just hope there's two different North Carolina teams. There's a North Carolina team that shouldn't be in the NCAA tournament, and then there's one that could be a 2-3 seed. So,
all right, so we're both taking the Clones to New York. Connecticut and Villanova.
Nope. Oh, you took Connecticut. I'm sorry. I took St. Joe's. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have UConn right there.
Yep.
You know, an upset here wouldn't shock me.
Okay.
This is my issue with Villanova. I've watched them play three times this year. Watched them play Iowa and the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Watched them play Creighton twice.
So you don't think highly of Villanova.
Well, you know, when that's your only perception of a team, that's the only times you've seen them play.
Yep.
You can't blame me for being a little bit blinded by the debacle that they had when they played the Creighton Blue Jays.
So let's be honest. That's not a very good conference they play in.
No. No, it's not.
So who you taking? Who you got? Make a decision, Williams.
It's burning my brain. My gut is telling me that Villanova will flame out in the NCAA tournament.
They typically do.
Give me the UConn Huskies. Meet Iowa State in the Sweet 16.
Okay.
In Madison Square Garden, that'd be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Whoever Iowa State plays is going to be a Garden team.
Can we get Royce White to come back and dunk on UConn again?
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. If Villanova plays UConn, I like Villanova in that matchup. I got St. Joe's beating Villanova in the second
round. Okay. So we both have Nova flaming out. St. Joe, you know.
They're a scary team.
You know, I said when we were just talking about it, it's kind of a toss-up in that game, I think. All right. Oklahoma State, Arizona, one that I really, truly have to think about. I don't think Arizona has some really good big guys, right?
Yes.
That's a bad matchup for Oklahoma State.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to go with Arizona. And I had all intentions of picking Oklahoma State to go to, like, the Elite Eight until I saw the bracket.
Yeah.
I didn't want them to get Arizona or Florida.
I will say this. That, to me, looks like the best third-round game out of any of the games. Arizona-Oklahoma State, I think that's a game that could go into overtime, you know, end of the game situation. And then can Marcus Smart or LeBron Nash, Marco Brown make a play to win?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think Arizona's height at the end of the game is too much. And quite frankly, they got a much better coach. When it comes down to it, Chris, and I look at two teams and I think they're pretty even, give me the team that's got a better coach. And Miller's a better coach.
All right. You're right, and that's a good lead-in to our next game. Oklahoma is a 5 seed against San Diego State. Steve Fisher and Lon Kruger.
Two good coaches.
Great coaches.
They know each other
really
well.
Great matchup. They played each other a long time out west.
Yep.
Contrasting styles between Oklahoma and San Diego State. I'm going to go with the better offensive team.
Oh, really?
I'm going to go with the Oklahoma Sooners.
Okay. Give me San Diego State. They defend. They're tough, and I think Fisher's a slightly better coach.
I think defense is overrated in the NCAA tournament.
Okay. Agree to disagree. I think there's going to be games where your shot is not where it needs to be. So you got to find ways to win. You got defense and rebounding. Those are two big keys you got to have.
So now let's see how much I can back up what I just said. Baylor and Creighton. Is defense real? Do I go with the offensive team, the Creighton Blue Jays, or do I go with the team that I think could really give them some issues? Baylor.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Scott Drew.
Oh, no, you're not.
Going with Scott Drew.
Baylor is Baylor. You're doing it.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. But Adam, see, this is the misperception of people not understanding Baylor is Baylor is Baylor is Baylor. A Baylor is Baylor is Baylor is Baylor thing to do would be to go to, like, the Elite Eight this year. After everybody was kicking you when you were down.
So Scott Drew has been to two Elite Eights, right?
Three.
three Elite Eights?
I need to double check that.
I'm pretty sure just two Elite Eights.
I'm going to check on that.
In those times that he's been to the two Elite Eights, he's never beaten a single-digit seed ever.
Yeah, I know. That's a classic Bloom stat.
But it's a legitimate stat. I don't think they beat Creighton just...
I would root... Like, rooting interest. I would root for Creighton.
Yeah, that's the one Big 12 team I actually wouldn't mind cheering against. Not that I dislike Baylor, but I don't know. You know, McDermott. I like Greg McDermott. Doug, you know, played at Ames.
Yeah, you're right. Two Elite Eights.
Two Elite Eights, yeah. Yeah, give me Creighton in that game.
No, that's well, I hate the fact that they're playing. But that is a very interesting matchup.
It is very.
Like,
yeah.
When the committee did this, they were thinking very well right there.
Either Baylor or Nebraska, either of those teams plays Creighton. It's a great matchup for different reasons.
I really hope. I don't care about my bracket. I really hope that it's Creighton and Nebraska.
See, that to me, that's not nearly as fun to watch. I think that Creighton Baylor.
You don't want to watch the Husker Nation meltdown.
I don't care about it. You care more because you grew up in that area. For me, it doesn't matter.
No, I really do. I think Baylor's better right now.
Yeah, and Baylor's playing great basketball.
And I watch a lot of Creighton ball.
Yep.
And again, I'll be rooting for them. I hope they do well.
Yeah.
For the McDermott family and the Iowa boys and whatnot, but I.
Well, Baylor's a lot, or I'm sorry, Creighton's a lot like Villanova. They've had a great year, but you kind of go back to their conference was pretty poor.
Yeah.
How is that going to translate to the NCAA tournament?
Well, I mean, listen, man. You're talking about a Baylor team that's won 10 of 12 that had Iowa State beat for a while the other night, and everybody's pretty high on Iowa State right now.
Yeah.
They just dismantled whoever got in their way in the Big 12 tournament. I think they're the hot team right now.
Yeah.
Kenny Cherry's playing a great brand of ball right now.
I go back to Creighton's got a lot of seniors, a lot of senior leadership.
Grant Gibbs.
Yeah. Grant Gibbs. Obviously McDermott. They got a couple other kids that I think are seniors. I couldn't even tell you their names. But the height of Baylor could give Creighton a lot of trouble, too. Just down low. Corey Jefferson, how many dunks is he going to have on Creighton?
Oof.
Not Iowa level. Not like 30 dunks like he had against the Hawks in the NIT championship last year, but... He should be able to throw down some.
All right. I like Wisconsin over Oregon.
Give me Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, give me Oregon.
I really thought about that.
Yeah.
I really did.
I think Oregon can score on Wisconsin's defense. And for the most part, Bo Ryan's teams, they just don't do very well in the NCAA tournament.
I agree with you.
So I'll take Oregon in an upset.
Okay. I like Wichita State over Kentucky. I think you're going to disagree with me.
Yeah, I strongly disagree. I think.
Why do you hate Wichita State so much?
Chris, they played one team.
Well, I know, but they proved last year, though, with pretty much the same guys.
Okay, that was last year, yeah.
Now they have an easier road from the seeding standpoint, at least.
From a seeding, yeah, but they're playing Kentucky, who you could argue is the most talented team in the
field.
Maybe,
but that also works against you, though. It's kind of like the Baylor argument. Yeah. They have a ton of talent, but they didn't really choose to show that until the last part of the year.
If they're playing in the non-conference part of the season, I might take Wichita State, but... Kentucky's been challenged more recently. Wichita State, when was the last time they were challenged? And they haven't faced anyone with athletes, height, or anything of Kentucky.
But they did it last year, though, is the thing that I come back to.
They did, but...
They have a chip on their shoulder.
I don't think they... On the way to... Who did they beat on the way to the Final Four last year? Ohio State in the Elite Eight.
I don't remember.
All right.
Honestly.
Well, give me Kentucky. I really...
All right.
I thought that was a horrible, horrible... Or terribly unlucky for Wichita State to get Kentucky. Kentucky looks like a different team this last week or two. And they obviously have the talent to beat them. So.
Okay. All right. I have NC State versus Louisville in the round of 32 in the Midwest.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Rick Pitino.
As will I.
Okay. I have Tennessee and Duke. I like Duke.
I like Duke, too.
Finally, Michigan versus Arizona State. I like the Michigan Wolverines.
I got Michigan-Texas, and this is a very interesting game to me.
Why are you so high on Texas?
I'm not. I don't like Texas.
All right.
But they got height. They got size. They can rebound. Michigan doesn't have a lot of size. I'm going to tell you Michigan, but I think that could be a game where if they really work it inside the Cameron Ridley and let him play more than 15, 20 minutes a game, Cameron Ridley could get them in foul trouble and slow that game down to where Texas wants to play it.
Sweet 16. Let's go back up to the South.
All right.
Florida over VCU for me.
Correct. Me too.
I have, the Kansas Syracuse.
Whew.
Boy, how important is Embiid in that matchup?
He's a difference. Whether he plays or not depends. Will change my pick.
Give me Kansas.
I'll take Syracuse.
All right.
I think Syracuse's zone against Kansas isn't a great outside shooting team. And I don't know if they can attack that zone well enough. Give me Syracuse. And I don't like Syracuse. That's the weird thing.
Syracuse has been dog crap.
I've been down on them all. Even when they were undefeated, they just didn't look very good to me.
They've lost like 5 of 7 or something like that.
It hurts me to pick them.
Okay, Virginia and Michigan State. This is
what a game.
Now, this is the one where everybody's getting fired up because the Clone fans are not pleased with everybody and the attention Michigan State is getting. However, they're healthy now. You still have Tom Izzo as your coach. And on top of that, you know, they really haven't had a chance to start flowing together very much all year. It appears they caught that in the Big Ten tournament. This is a team who a lot of people picked to win the national championship. I like Michigan State here.
I like Michigan State a lot. They're healthy. They look really good.
And we already talked about how much we love Tony Bennett.
Yes. If there's a team to knock off Michigan State, it would be Virginia.
Yeah.
Because they can defend.
Bloom and I talked about this on the show last night, where Virginia is much rather see Michigan State right there than Iowa State from a matchup standpoint.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, absolutely. You think they want to try and run with the Clones?
They wouldn't try to run with the Clones. They try to slow it down like we see against you and I.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Well, hopefully you're right.
Get some rebounds, Clones run.
I hope you're right.
I love that matchup for Iowa State. Okay. From an Iowa State standpoint, I hope Virginia wins that game.
Yeah.
I really do. Because I like Iowa State to beat UConn and go to the Elite Eight.
I got to beat in St. John's or St. Joe's.
And the cool thing is we're not even being homers here.
You look at the ESPN guys. A lot of people have Iowa State in the Elite Eight.
They're a trendy team right now.
They are playing with a lot of confidence.
I have Arizona over Oklahoma in the Sweet 16.
I actually got the upset here. I got San Diego State beating Arizona to go to the Elite Eight. That's
a better matchup. That's a worse matchup for Arizona.
Yeah. And we've seen San Diego State go into into Kansas and win that game when nobody goes into Kansas and wins. So you know that team can win away from home. Good coach. They play defense. I'll take San Diego State.
All right. Baylor and Wisconsin for me.
Creighton and Oregon for me. Baylor and Wisconsin. Wow.
I'll take the Bears.
Back. Another Elite Eight. That's what he does, doesn't he?
Take the Bears.
So that would be
going with Scott Drew.
An Elite Eight every other year, correct? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Going Baylor.
Okay.
What an idiot.
That'd be shocking to me.
Well,
it really would. Just because, it wouldn't surprise me if they lost to Nebraska either. I'll take Creighton over Oregon. And what about that matchup? Oregon, their coach, Dana Altman, comes from Creighton.
Yeah.
And they put their
face. Well, Dana Altman, who basically built Creighton basketball.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden they're facing off.
Do you remember when Altman left to Arkansas and then he
came back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That would be quite the matchup, Creighton and Oregon. And how would the Creighton fans handle that? I mean, you got a better pulse.
They would boo Altman probably.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think it was a great
exit.
I don't think it was. It wasn't. I don't think it's bad blood. I wouldn't go that far. I don't know if they'd even boo him, but I do think that because here's the deal over there. They have there's a hint of arrogance there.
Yeah.
You know, like a Nebraska football fan, were they in their mind, like the Nebraska football job is the greatest job in the country, bar none. And Creighton basketball, I feel like they're like, well, why would you want to leave here?
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
I mean, well, why? They can't fathom why he would rather leave this program.
To go over to Oregon.
Yeah. So I don't think I don't think it's like hate, but I don't think they necessarily like him either.
I gotcha. Can you imagine? You obviously, you're in the NCAA tournament. You want to win so bad, but can you imagine the added pressure if they played Nebraska in the third round and Creighton or in Oregon in the fourth round?
That game, all the pressure's on Creighton if they play Nebraska.
Oh, there's no question.
All right, so I have Baylor in the Elite Eight. Lord help me. Wichita State, Louisville.
I got Kentucky, Louisville. Okay.
All right, I'll take the Shockers going to the Elite Eight.
I'm probably going to get burned for jumping on the Kentucky bandwagon. I don't like Calipari, but I believe, think of that too. Kentucky, Louisville. Talk about a rivalry going to they're planning to go to the Elite
That'd
Eight.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Great storylines for a whole week. Louisville's obviously better coach. Kentucky's got more talent. I think Louisville already beat them once this year. I think Kentucky gets payback and wins that game, go to Elite
Eight. Well, you have Kentucky in the Elite Eight.
I do.
A lot of people don't have Kentucky getting out of the first day.
I know.
Doesn't that scare you, though?
That's why I'm going to win a billion, and you guys are going to be
broke.
It's
the same way, like, with Baylor, for me. What scares you about it is, sure, they're playing well now, but there were so many points during the season where it's like, oh, my gosh, what is wrong with these guys?
Yeah.
At least Baylor has experienced players.
That is a good point. Kentucky really does. No, they got, like, a couple sophomores, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, no, I know. I'm probably too high on them, and they
no, you're definitely too high on them. I'm not saying you're not going to be right.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely too high on Baylor.
Here's the thing.
But you have Calipari, and I have Scott Drew.
Calipari's at least won a national championship.
Yeah, but he's at Kentucky.
Yeah, no, I'm
this is Baylor.
Yeah.
Waco. All right. I want Michigan over Duke.
I'll take Duke over Michigan.
Okay.
Did they play last year in the Final Four or at some point in the tournament?
No. It seems like they did.
Okay. Yep. Give me Duke in that
one. So my Elite Eight really is pretty boring. I mean, other than Baylor and Iowa State and Michigan State, I mean, I've pretty much gone chalk. Kansas and Florida, this is a deal for me where I feel like if they've got Embiid, I like Kansas. They played earlier in the year. Florida pasted them. But Kansas at that point was a bunch of rookies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do I dare to be different, Adam? And just, you know, and just ride Bill Self all the way to the championship.
It wouldn't be the first time Bill Self has got someone in the NCAA tournament after losing in the non-conference. Those are two great coaches that have won multiple national championships, or just, I guess Bill Self's only won one. But
I just feel like
that'll be a game.
I feel like Florida's just a little bit trendy right now. You know what I mean?
Yep, I get it.
They're hot.
And a horrible conference.
It's just so hard to pick Kansas games when you don't know if their best, arguably their best player is going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is hard.
But you think he'll be back. So you got to
pick. I told you earlier that I'm picking like Embiid will be back.
So make the pick. You think he's back? You think they'll beat him?
Going Jayhawks.
All right. I have Syracuse versus Florida in this matchup. I like Florida. I've liked Florida all year long, and I'll stick with them. They're my only number one seed I have to make the Elite Eight. Florida's the only one.
Arizona and Baylor. I can't pick Baylor to go to the Final Four. I'm sorry.
So you got Arizona?
Yeah, I guess. I don't love them. I like them. I don't love them.
Yeah.
But Baylor's not going to the Final Four.
I think we could agree on that. What does Nate Silver have to say about it?
I don't know. I've never been to Nate Silver's website.
Jeez.
Too many numbers for me. Michigan and Wichita State.
What, do I not get to say who I picked?
Oh, yeah. Who do you have up there? I'm sorry.
I got San Diego State, Creighton. I'm actually going to continue to stick with the shocking one. I'm going to take San Diego State to go to the Final Four.
Holy mackerel.
They are the Wichita State, I guess you could almost say, of this year as far as the mid-major team.
Hey, you know what? I watched that game against Kansas. That's not a bad pick.
They're a good team.
They got a great coach.
Who's been there before. Done it. All right. Who you got next? You got
Wichita State and Michigan.
Man, we don't have any of the same ones at all.
Who do you have in the Midwest?
I have Kentucky and Duke.
All right, you go first.
All right. I don't know why. I just like Duke. I like Duke.
Why?
They got shooters.
Yeah.
They got Jabari Parker, who is a man amongst children. That guy is almost, I know Virginia beat him and they struggled and everything, but I look at the matchups with Duke. I don't think Iowa or Tennessee or whoever plays them can beat them. At Michigan, I think they got a little too much for Michigan overall. And then Kentucky, I think I'll take the guy who I think is a better coach, Coach K.
I have Wichita State and Michigan. They're supposed to be hard to pick.
Yeah.
When you get to this point.
You are all chalk. 1-2, 1-2, 1. I mean, like.
No, yeah.
Except Baylor.
Baylor in the freaking Elite Eight, all chalk. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You get one token, not chalk pick.
No, the East, I've got a 4 and a 3. I'm going to go Michigan over Wichita State.
Back to back. I'll be honest. I'm not a believer in Michigan. I'm just not. I don't know why. There's something that seems to be missing there, but I could very well be wrong.
Yeah. You know, I'm not crazy about my bracket right now. just looking at it. I'm just not that crazy.
Which means you'll probably be right. That's usually how it goes, isn't it? When you feel like you got everything down and you feel good about it, that's when the first day you're already out of it.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it. I'm gonna take Iowa State to go to the Final Four.
The publisher of Cyclone Fanatic is on the train. Hey,
here's the deal. I feel like I'm pretty objective most of the time.
I will back you up and say that you are. Yes.
I try to be. I mean, that's how I try and do this job. I feel like because if you don't have your credibility in this world, what do you have? I really believe in this team. I do. I mean, I thought last year's team was a little bit of a, I don't want to call them a fraud. That's not the right word, but I didn't think they would make a run.
Yeah.
I didn't think the one 2 years ago would make a run because I didn't feel like they had chemistry that you need to do something like that in March.
Mm-hmm.
This team, I feel, has that.
They do.
They have a toughness factor that the last two teams did not have.
Yes.
And I like Iowa State in the Final Four.
You just hit the nail on the head. They do have that toughness factor. I think a lot of people could argue last year's team might have had more skill talent.
Correct.
But they didn't have that it factor, that toughness, that camaraderie, that brotherhood that this team has to where when it's the end of a game and someone needs to step up. I mean, a lot of times you see George Niang is the one that steps up.
Look at Melvin Edgem against Baylor. Played horrible. Hits those two big threes.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing about Iowa State that I love now is every guy on that team has a role and is – flawlessly.
They're embracing it.
Yeah.
They're not whining about it. They're embracing it.
Hoag against Kansas State. Even a Matt Thomas against Baylor.
Four huge points.
Yeah. Who played horrible the last month of the season. Steps up when his team needs him.
Yep.
You have Daniel Adozie, who's now a factor.
How great was Daniel Adozie against Kansas?
He was great again in the whole Big 12 tournament. He was outstanding.
For what you needed him to do, he did it perfect.
And Naz Long has developed into the guy that they desperately needed from somebody. If it was him, Matt Thomas, whoever.
How many times are we going to hear onions when Naz Long makes a three? And
Monte Morris's defense.
Even his shooting. He's stepping up and hitting some big shots for us.
I got Iowa State in the Final Four.
This pains me, Chris. This really does.
Voice of the fan.
I'll never forget the feeling I had when we lost that game to Michigan State. It was as sad and dejected as I've ever felt watching a sporting event. And it still sticks with me. And I look at this game and I see payback. I see a chance. I'll be cheering like crazy. I think that is a horrible, horrible matchup for Iowa State. They have length. They have senior leadership. They have a great coach. They play defense. They rebound. They do it all. And they're not a great offensive team, but they're good enough to where I think they beat Iowa State. So it pains me to say I would take Michigan State in that matchup.
You know what I'm doing more too? I just don't want to pick Michigan State to the Final Four.
I hear you.
Just because everybody is.
Yeah.
So the combination of everything that I just said.
State beat Michigan State? Absolutely. Iowa State can beat any one of these teams in the field. Yeah. And if they beat Michigan State, would it surprise me? No. But if I'm looking at it just objectively, if I'm not an Iowa State fan, I'm looking at these two teams, give me Michigan State.
I want to see Michigan State get to that point. And obviously Iowa State has to as well. But Michigan State just very recently has been putting it all together.
Yeah.
Like, does any of what you saw 2 months ago or a month ago creep back into the picture? I don't know.
No, because that was injury related.
Yeah, I know.
They're healthy now.
I understand that.
I mean, you watch him against Michigan. You tell me that Keith Appling's the same player he was a month ago.
No, he's not. Clearly not.
Yeah.
But it comes down to my Baylor argument, my Kentucky argument. My Villanova argument. You know, when you see certain things, it's harder to get that completely wiped out of your mind.
I understand that.
Tom Izzo's maybe the best coach in America. I think Bill Self is.
Give me Bill Self, yeah.
But
Tom Izzo's record against big name coaches is actually awful.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at, he's like 1-7 against Bill Self, 1-8.
Well, Hoiberg's a big name coach, so I'm gonna go with the clones.
All right, I love it.
Arizona and Michigan for me. I'll go with Arizona.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't take Michigan in that one. So I have, I got San Diego State and Duke. This is weird. I don't even think that highly of Duke, but I got Duke in the championship game.
Okay.
It's weird.
That's how the bracket works.
Exactly. Yeah. You get there and you're like, I don't. But
all right. I have Iowa State and Kansas. Now remember.
Wow.
Now remember, I said at the beginning of this, I'm making my picks like Embiid is going to play. I don't think Iowa State would have won last Friday if Embiid was in that game.
I would. Yeah, I would. I would agree. So because they wouldn't have scored as efficiently down low with Embiid down there.
So I'm taking Kansas over Iowa State in the Final Four.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I've never cried during a sporting event in my life, but if we beat Kansas to go to the championship, I'd probably bawl like a baby. That'd be awesome. I got Michigan State and Florida. I think that would be an absolutely phenomenal game. I'm riding the team that I think is going to be hottest at that point, which is Michigan State, and I'll take Michigan State to beat Florida.
You're going to have Michigan State to win the national title, aren't you?
I am.
That's all right.
I know, and everyone else is, which means
I like them, too. I mean, I had them in the Elite Eight. It's not like, I mean, I think and if they play Iowa State, it's a total toss-up.
In my defense?
Michigan State is probably a 3 to 4 point favorite over Iowa State in that game.
Four probably, yeah. And I will say, I've been on the Michigan State bandwagon all year. Even when they were struggling, I said, that's my national championship pick. I just like that team. I like how they have guards and they have veteran inside guys in Dawson and Payne. And there's something to be said about just having a veteran team in the NCAA tournament. Okay, who you got? So I have Michigan State over Duke.
I stick true to my guns. If Embiid plays, you're national champs, the Kansas Jayhawks. Best conference in America.
Over Arizona?
Yep.
And Kansas and Arizona, they used to always play every year. Did they play this year by chance?
I don't believe so.
They used to always play in the non-conference, it seemed like, quite a bit. So I'm trying to think if Miller was there at the time. I would say those are two programs very familiar with each other, though. I would like Kansas if those two teams are playing in the championship and Embiid was healthy as well. I would think Kansas would be the team to beat.
Boy, I've been putting all my chips in on Joel Embiid, though.
I know.
And that's why I don't feel great about my bracket. Because if he doesn't play, they could lose to New Mexico in their second game.
And he's not the player, like, at this point, because he's a little younger, more fresh, that Anthony Davis was for Kentucky. But he brings that X or it factor that he had with, you know what I mean?
He's an impossible matchup.
Yeah. So I completely understand where you come from. Embiid's there. They're a tough out. I'm probably going to be wrong picking Syracuse to beat them, but
77-72 is your final.
Yeah,
that's my bracket. Who's your national champ? You got Michigan State
Michigan
over Duke.
State over Duke, I would probably put that at like a 78-73 game, somewhere around there. I think it's going to be a great tournament.
Yeah, I do too.
And let's be honest, there's going to be some crazy teams we've never even heard of that are going to sneak up and win. Hopefully, one of them is not North Carolina Central. Maybe like a Tennessee Volunteers.
That's the one thing. I mean, and I really, like, say previous to recording this, I haven't done my fair share of research, so I haven't really been able to look at a ton of upsets or whatnot, other than all I need to know is Steve Alford, so I picked Danny Manning over Coach Alford there.
I'd like to change that pick. I think UCLA goes to the final.
Yeah, you can change your pick.
Yeah, they're going to go to Sweet 16. They'll beat Tulsa, and they'll beat, who are they play second round?
VCU?
VCU.
Or Stephen F. Austin.
I got VCU in that game.
Okay. Well, there you have it, my Final Four. And, again, I'll document any changes on our website. I keep myself honest.
Yeah, you do.
Kansas, Arizona, Iowa State, Michigan, Kansas over Arizona in the final. Are you? Because the whole point of this was you were going to rip my picks apart. Are you okay with that?
No, I mean, to me, it seems like you went homer with Iowa State.
Which
I'm fine with.
I went a little homer there, but I mean, what?
You went chalk everything else. You went boring. Yeah, you're like Dick Vitale.
That's who you are. You're Dick Vitale. I have Connecticut over Villanova to get to the Sweet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, one big
no, but my point is I'm talking about Iowa State here.
Oh.
Like, what game me picking them is outlandish?
What game? For picking Iowa State?
I have Iowa State in their first
round. There's no outlandish because Iowa State could be
there. I've got Iowa State over North Carolina.
It's homer. I mean, you're being a little bit of a homer.
I have Iowa State over UConn. Would you argue that?
No.
And Iowa State over Michigan State, where we both agreed they would be like a 4-point underdog.
Yeah. No, I think I can win any of those games. But then you look at your other picks. How many 1 and 2 seeds did you have in the Elite Eight? Was it like all of them?
Nope.
Iowa State is a 3?
No, nope, because I have Wisconsin losing to Baylor.
Okay. So 6 out of 8.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 1-2 seeds.
5 out of 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like Dick Vitale.
Whatever. There's worse people to be compared to. I have Baylor. You can't say I went chalk. Baylor.
That's just because you love to just be somehow involved with Baylor.
I do. They keep me on my toes.
They do.
The Bears. I love Baylor, and I'm not afraid to admit it. There's three things in life I love, Adam. Tad Boyle, Lon Kruger, and Baylor.
I thought you were going to say like Bush Light or something, but no.
No, no, I'm talking just straight basketball.
Basketball.
Here.
If Baylor goes to the Elite Eight, you have to go buy a Baylor shirt and wear it
I will.
For a game.
The Baylor Elite Eight shirt. I will totally rock it.
And then like right on the back with like a permanent marker, Baylor's, Baylor's, Baylor.
Yeah. We need to make Baylor's, Baylor's, Baylor t-shirts for Fanatic.
I think we need to. I think it's a must.
Countrylandscapes.com.
Have a picture of Scott Drew in the back calling a timeout.
Oh, man. Now we're getting somewhere. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Again, you're listening to this on Wednesday. I'm likely in the air going to San Antonio, and we stay tuned Thursday. Now, it's going to be late, Adam. Iowa State's media stuff is not until later in the evening.
Okay.
On Thursday. But I'll get to the arena midday probably. Again, Iowa State shoot around, I want to say it's like 5 o'clock, so it's going to be later on. But we'll have everything jam-packed for you as far as Iowa State coverage goes from San Antonio later on Thursday. While you're all watching games, you can check out Cyclone Fanatic. All of our coverage brought to you by Country Landscapes.
Yeah, just a quick kudos to you and Bloom for the job you guys did in Kansas City.
It makes
just,
it easy when the clones are doing that, buddy.
I mean, just cranking out content, not just content, good quality content. I know I was on the site looking at our Google Analytics numbers, seeing the site traffic, how many people are reading those articles. Just unbelievable how many Cyclone fans are just starving for information about Iowa State right now this time of year. And thanks to Country Landscapes for stepping up and sponsoring it and bringing this coverage to the Iowa State fans. It's a great time of year. Happy to be a part of it. And you're like I said, keep killing it. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate that. We're proud of the website right now because, I mean, when we first started this deal, it was like 90% of our traffic was on the forums.
Yeah.
And like 10% was on our content, which makes sense because content, you read it once and then you move on. But now it's probably like 30-40% content.
I think it was 40 is last I saw.
Yeah. The point being, not that we're great or anything. The point is that people want information on Iowa State now. They don't go just to the forum to read the meltdowns and stuff like that. People legitimately are craving it.
Iowa State fan base is growing.
Yes.
And that fan base is hungry for information. And content. I mean, you saw in Kansas City, Chris. I mean, I know you guys probably talked about this last night, but the crowd in Kansas City on Saturday was unbelievable.
Yeah,
I don't
really
know if I will ever see an environment like that again. And I was just, I mean, I felt just fortunate and blessed to be a part of it. It was
absolutely.
So,
all right, you got the Spartans.
I got the Spartans.
I got the Jayhawks.
I hope you're right and I'm wrong. Trust me. Screw the Big Ten. Yeah.
Watching BB out in Kansas loses in the second game. Guaranteed, that's going to happen. I just gave Kansas the kiss of death, people. Adam, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care,
safe
everybody.
Travels down to San Antonio.
Yeah, game watches, too, at Benchwarmers and the Keg Stand, I assume.
And I heard they had great watches at the Big 12 tournament.
I heard that the Keg Stand was just an absolute zoo on Saturday night.
It was great. Good. Thanks a lot, Fanatics, for going out and supporting our advertisers and keep doing it.
Perfect. Take care, everybody.
Go Cyclones.